The golden fox looked from one apprehensive face to the other.
Time reveals all, but this one looks like a born plotter with a ready tongue. Too ready, methinks. I have not got time to wait while he schemes behind my back. There is something I do not like about that stoat. If I was the slayer of a Tagarung, no beast would dare stand against me. Why did he not choose to fight if he is such a mighty one? I slew his mother, took over his clan. Any beast who did that to Ragan Bor would be feeding the sea fishes by now. Leave me, I will reach my own conclusions on this.
Dawn crept in like a misted ghost. Ragan Bor sat impassive by the fire embers in his tent. He narrowed one eye and stared at the back of the guard's neck until the fellas outside his tent turned and saluted with his spear.
Lord!
It was a trick Ragan had learned through long seasons of commanding Juska vermin. They always felt his eyes upon them.
Tell my cook to bring victuals for two, then go and bring Groven Zan to me here.
Groven had got into the habit of sleeping late, and he was still blinking and stifling yawns when he was marched into Ruggan's tent. Hiding the contempt he felt for lazy beasts, Ruggan nodded.
Sit, eat, and answer my questions truthfully, Groven Zan.
Groven sat down and began eating, a cornmeal porridge with shellfish in it. He felt rather resentful that his host should ask him to answer truthfully, even though he was prepared to lie at every turn. Ragan did not eat as he interrogated his guest.
Where was it, this place where you slew the Tagarung?
Groven slopped down blackberry wine mixed with water.
The old campsite, I think.
But you said you carried the head until you reached the old camp and threw it away there.
Groven drank long and slow as he prepared an answer.
Oh, yes. That was where I first saw him. I tracked him north for 3 days before I killed him. Then I returned to the old camp to see if any beast had come back there. There were still no signs of Juska back at the camp, so I threw the head away.
He waited with bated breath while Ragan considered this.
I see. Then you found our tracks and followed them. Tell me, why did you not notice the traces of us breaking camp when you first arrived there?
Oh, that...
Groven explained hastily, the food and drink forgotten as he cursed himself inwardly for his silly mistake.
Well, I was tracking a Tagarung, a dangerous and savage beast. I wasn't looking for other trails, would you?
Ragan Bor slowly poured himself wine, mingling it with water.
I see, that makes sense. Finish eating, we have to go.
Groven wiped a paw across his lips, taken by surprise.
Go? Where to?
The fox's eyes stared at him over the goblet rim.
To the old camp, of course. We must find the Tagarung's head. If you have spoken the truth, you have done what no other warrior alive has ever done. Slain a Tagarung. Have you eaten enough?
The food turned to ashes in Groven's mouth. He could only nod. Leaving a few Juska vermin to guard the tents, Ragan Bor set off north into the fading mists. Groven walked slightly behind him, surrounded by 6 hefty Juska beasts. Close to 300 armed vermin accompanied them.